This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the hot stove heating up. As we continue with The Usual Suspects, I'd like to continue with a voice that's a little clearer. Excuse me.
Real quick, I'm in a huge battle right now on Twitter. I've got this troll. And I don't know where this guy came from.
Is this the NBA guy?
No. I already blocked all that. Okay. But I tweeted out, so my buddy Dave Landau, he was on Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening. And he told this story about when he got drunk and got arrested, and they put him in an insane asylum instead because the jail was full, or the rehab was full. And it's a really funny story, and Dave's one of my favorite comedians, and I got to work with him. And so I tweeted out this very instantly. I just said, y'all need to go watch this. Dave is one of my all-time favorites. And he is. He actually, about 2 years in, I got to work with him, and he made me change the way I write jokes, which actually made me write better jokes. So, of course, he's one of my... So this dude, I have no idea who he is. His name is D. Izzo on Twitter. He goes, all time? You just got into stand-up like 5 years ago then? LOL. And I was like, what does that even mean? So I just said, oh, somebody get me some aloe vera gel for this sick-ass burn. I'm like, what are you implying? And then he just like, oh, then he drops a mom joke. He's like, the only burn is my pee after I banged your mom last night.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you had 13 hours, and that was the best you could do.
Wow.
A 14-year-old mom joke. That was the best you could do. And then he goes, oh, sorry, I work, I do manly stuff. I don't stand on stage with a spotlight on me. I guess he doesn't. See, he doesn't even, like, follow me. He doesn't have any idea who I am. Or
have respect for what you do, because apparently being a stand-up comedian is easy.
Yeah, oh, it's totally easy. You just get up there and make mom jokes, apparently. But he's from Canada. I'm like, how do you even
Canadians are like the nicest people ever.
I know.
Whoa.
You must. I've never met a mean Canadian ever.
Oh, Canadian. I thought you said comedians. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you see who we work with?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, that guy is an a-hole.
But I'm just like, I just told him you're really bad at this. And then he said, oh, and then he hit me with a Barry ain't funny. And I'm like, oh, you are so original.
God, we haven't heard that one before.
You and your 40 followers are just killing it. Like, good job, bud. I don't know. I feel like sometimes people are just, they have nothing better to do.
No,
because honestly, the guy doesn't follow me. I don't even know how he saw the tweet. Unless
I was going to ask you that.
I know. So it got retweeted 6 times. So apparently he follows one of the people that retweeted my tweet. That's the only thing I can think of. But I'm like, where did you come from?
That's how
from?
Twitter is. I mean, Twitter, even sometimes it just, you know, if it gets enough steam or whatever, people who don't follow you could potentially see it.
So. Yeah. Tracy Cowley said, no cartoons.
Why?
No,
she's not a
cartoons.
Fan?
I am cuter than Nick, and I have bigger boobs. That
See,
should
she
give me some.
She's right on. She's right on both fronts on that part. But still, why
both
not
fronts.
The why not the cartoon? Why is she not feeling the cartoon?
She's
theme?
Just, because I don't think she wants to listen to 3 hours of cartoon
Whatever.
Songs.
We said
Thanks
cartoons
for the support,
and kids
Tracy.
Shows. Cartoons and kids shows would have expanded a little bit, but it still doesn't make it entertaining to listen.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and get y'all's list in during the show.
It may also be because of the fact that we're just trying to spite you for the fact that you already turned your list in. But you don't know.
Had
we
a pretty good list.
Mind.
It was pretty strong. Maybe that's why we're rallying.
That's a pretty good list.
It might be why we're rallying.
I think
rallying
even Tracy
so
would
hard.
Appreciate
no,
that list.
I don't think so.
No, evidently, she won't appreciate it because she's already been on record for saying she won't.
A lot of rumors out there about Danny Amendola signing with the Dolphins.
Big loss for the Pats?
I mean, they didn't have much to begin
they
with.
They sure didn't.
But and whoever made the point, so is this the money move? Is he just like, screw it, I'm tired of winning?
It
could
might
be.
You know, because then you get a guy like Julian Edelman that's, you don't know what you're going to get if he's healthy, but he is Amendola when he's healthy, but that's a big if. I don't know. Well, it remains to be seen. I was thinking about that the other night watching the Rockets and the Mavericks. Like, if you're Harrison Barnes, you won one, and then you cashed in.
Yes.
Like, so,
do you regret it?
Yeah. Do you regret it? Do you think back and go, well, I would have less money, more rings, and I'd probably be in the middle of a situation where I'd be winning still for the next couple of years, for the foreseeable future.
Who was the guy that did the show with Stephen A. Smith and then left? Everybody hates
before
him.
Before Max Kellerman, Skip Bayless? Yeah.
Yes. So it's kind of like the Skip Bayless thing, right? You get on top, the show's real popular, and then you're like, I don't need this, I'm on my own. And then you go out on your own, and everyone hates you, and both shows suck.
And so then you try and tweet just to get under people's skin, just to try and be relevant.
But it's kind of the same thing where you're like, all right, I've made it to the top. Now I'm going to go do my thing and get paid. And then you're doomed to a life of the Mavs and watching Dirk Nowitzki's body just slowly decay.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I saw this on Twitter last night. I think the Mavs tweeted it. They're the Mavs actual account on our way to shoot around, and their video to back it up. Dirk comes out of the hotel and there's all the autograph seekers, and he literally doesn't even look at what he's signing. And he like kind of just scratches a few circles and then throws the pen back at him and leaves. I'm like, so when you're sucking that bad during the year, that's what you resorted to sending out on your Twitter account. Dirk giving you on a picture and walking
who
away.
Who signed this?
Flipping the Sharpie.
This was signed by somebody.
You don't know.
Can't authenticate that.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody said, any clout to AP, Adrian Peterson, to the Texans?
We kind of touched on it.
Other than him saying it would be a dream destination, I believe, is the quote.
So was the Cowboys
He
two
said
years
that
ago.
Last time.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know if there's any real evidence that shows he's...
The biggest dream is you live here, so it'd be a convenient commute.
Exactly. The Texans need to get better at running back, not older.
Right. And whether I believe that they're going to keep Miller, there's been some rumors that they might be... toiling with the idea of maybe cutting Lamar Miller. If you cut him, you still got Foreman, and he's young, and he's proven until he got hurt that he was a beast. You want youth, as Barry said. You don't want a guy that's going to be bitching every time he doesn't get the ball, and when he does, he's not going to be a fraction of what he was when he was in his heyday with the Vikings.
I would hope he understands that he's a shell of his former self, but we did see last year him going back and forth with Sean Payton, and I'm assuming it was about reps.
Sure. It was, and that's because his ego won't let him admit that he's declining.
If you're going to cut Lamar Miller and you're thinking about adding Adrian Peterson, you're not getting better.
Nope.
If you add Adrian Peterson to be your third back behind Deontay Foreman and Lamar Miller, that's a different story. But even if they consider cutting Lamar Miller, at this point I don't think you do.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm looking at the free agents that are...
He's a pass catcher.
Yeah, I'm looking at you got Jonathan Stewart, Doug Martin, DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, Eddie Lacy, Shane Vereen, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, Burkhead, Woodhead got cut, Isaiah Crow. Like, none of these guys, none of these free agents that are available.
And by the way, if any of those names at the top of your list,
Isaiah Crowell, maybe. Sense,
Doug Martin, supposedly reuniting with John Gruden, going to Oakland, and DeMarco Murray in Detroit, meeting with them as we speak.
You don't want, like, most of these guys are in their late 20s to early 30s.
And you know running back life expectancy is short.
You want a guy that, I mean, like, one of the youngest on this list is Isaiah Crowell. One of the youngest serviceable backs. He's 25.
And what would the dead cap money be, and what would the hit $2 million. Be if they let him go?
$2 million to cut Lamar Miller.
And he was making like 6.5.
He's a pretty good value. I mean, his total cap hit is $6.7 million. He's making a $5 million base. $1 million in signing bonus, $750,000 roster bonus. So $2 million in dead money. You'd be saving $4.75 million.
Yeah, hang on to him.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a savings anyway. And you're, like you said, if you were bringing in some young kid that you knew had a ton of talent and you needed to get an opportunity for, sure. But you don't have that.
And split reps with Foreman and see what you got, because next year if you cut Lamar Miller, you only have $1 million in dead cap space. So
Barry, what they're going to do is they're going to go out in the first and second round and get the running back. Oh, no, they're not. Never mind. That idea has just been thrown out the window with Rick Smith. Okay, so we'll continue to talk about that and a whole lot more. Your calls and comments are always welcome, or at least for the most part. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about that team that you know very, very well. It's the Houston Rockets. They're the number one seed in the entire league. They're playing their tails off, and they're going to be fighting for a championship, not only this year, but it looks like for the foreseeable future. Well, I got a deal for you. 2018-2019 Rockets season tickets are now on sale, and you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. It's the first time they've ever offered this. Trust me, I know. You can lock your ticket prices in for the next 3 years. That's right. You know that a lot of times when teams are winning, the ticket prices go up. You can lock in your season ticket prices for the next 3 years and know exactly what you're going to pay and not expect a price hike for the next 3 years with a three-year club seat ticket package. Three special seasons, one special price. No need to worry about the price of the season tickets going up. No need to have to worry about, oh, I had a one-year deal, and then they're calling me, and they're going to push up the prices because they're good. No, you lock in for 3 years. It's a great deal, and if you buy now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets. That means you're not a season ticket holder now. You're getting in late in the game, but you still get top priority when it comes to the playoff tickets that everybody wants that are going to be the highest sought-after, most desired tickets out there when they start playing playoff games, you get first crack. This year, three-year VIP plan offered for club seats only, but all other price levels are available and on sale on a year-by-year basis. Go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK. Get your Rockets tickets right now.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in hour number two of the three-hour show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It is not a way back Wednesday. We're taking your suggestions now to try and figure out a topic for
Tomorrow. You want to share with the world what you
Wednesday.
Just emailed Barry and I?
I emailed a backup plan. So in case we do go that direction, I wanted to be on the record. If not, it's off the record and we can find a new record to partake in playing tomorrow as way back Wednesday.
So I get roasted for five minutes about my list.
That was a lot of words to be like, yeah, I cheated.
But it made sense. I didn't cheat. I followed Nick's lead.
So both of you guys have emailed a list, and we haven't even decided on a topic yet.
In case we do, we're on record. It's an insurance plan.
This has turned into the petty suspects. Between you two guys and your list and me with this guy on Twitter.
Nick, this is the Joe Johnson move. This is the Joe Johnson move for tomorrow.
I'm usually the least competitive on Way Back Wednesday every week. I get one list on time, and y'all are all just
I'm going to go ahead and read your lists.
Okay, go ahead.
So Nick's Way Back Wednesday cartoon list is Captain Planet. You already lost.
What?
Captain Planet, DuckTales, Tailspin, Beavis and Butthead, The Flintstones, The Jetsons, Animaniacs, The Simpsons, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Gotta appreciate the Animaniacs.
I like how you did nine. You only needed eight.
You can't count.
You did
No, I didn't know. I know I did nine, but I wanted to leave one out. I just didn't know which one.
And Joel's,
I, by the way, didn't know if we were going to do like kids shows and cartoons, and I know you'd go technicalities on me, so I took out Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It's cartoons.
Actually, Tracy might be right. This does kind of. Could you imagine us going in and out of breaks with
as
that?
As an outro music?
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, guys, I'm trying to be the adult here.
Here we go. Yeah, because your Twitter battle shows that. You're right. You're trying to be the bigger person.
I have an update for the Twitter troll. He's now asked me to follow him.
Which is soft.
Yeah, after trying to bag on me with a lame-ass mom joke, and then he drops a Barry ain't funny, like that's never been used a million times. Then he goes, hey, can I get a follow? And you guys have been I've deleted about seven replies, which one of them was just going to tell him to, you know, kiss my ass. And
I don't think it was going to be that nice.
No, it really wasn't.
It was
going to
be a lot more vulgar than that.
What's his name?
D Izzo.
It wasn't going to be D Izzo how my ass tastes. It was going to be a little bit more vulgar.
It was,
I'm sure.
Yeah. It was a little dirtier, but I can't really say it. I mean, I said it last week.
Let it fly. Do it. Come on. Just let it go. Nick's got the button.
I told him to eat my whole entire ass. That was it.
I'll time it perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
We're all being petty, but Joel's list for cartoons, Speed Racer.
Yep.
I'm Just a Bill from Schoolhouse Rock,
fantastic.
Which that doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
You already disqualified.
Yes, it does. It's a cartoon kids show. Schoolhouse Rock.
But that's not the theme song to Schoolhouse Rock.
It doesn't matter.
That's
a bit. It was, no. Okay.
Yeah. That would be like if you played a Kiss song because they were on Scooby-Doo.
Nope.
Yeah, it's in the middle. Three is a Magic Number from Schoolhouse
fantastic.
Rock.
Fantastic.
Not a cartoon song. Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm. Batman, mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny, mm-hmm. Woody Woodpecker, and Superman.
Yep. I get the Comic-Conners. I get the old-timers. I've run the gamut. Forget it. It's
so
a great
lame.
List. And if I had to substitute the Schoolhouse Rock ones, I could get Pink Panther in there. I could.
Oh, God. Please get Pink Panther.
Yep.
Oh,
people
God.
Like that theme song.
You would
yeah,
really
probably lose.
Lose
with the Pink Panther.
I didn't type it. I could put in something else.
Pink Panther? You might as well just not just go seven and go first.
With that.
Yeah, those lists suck. I just want you both to know.
By the
They're
way, nice
terrible.
To say that people throw stones and doesn't have a list in yet.
Because I'm not childish. I can wait till tomorrow.
No, but it's you're not childish to... because you're waiting because you're in the middle of a Twitter
We've
battle.
We've seen your back and forth on email threads picking on Joel about his songs that he's picked. Don't act like you're not petty about this too, Barry.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Sir.
Thank you. Don't sir that. Screw that.
Screw that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not. I just call it like I see it. If I think y'all have a good list, I'll tell you.
No, you won't.
No, I totally
because
will.
Because you compete like me.
No.
So there's no way you're going to tell anybody.
All right. So what was the other idea? There was another good idea besides the.
There
cartoon
was a couple
theme.
Of good ones. One of them was songs from artists that have overdosed.
Right.
That was from Eagles Nick, and then the other one was way back Wednesday 80s movies soundtrack songs. But I think
we've done
that.
Something like that.
Yeah, or something similar at the,
right.
at the very minimum.
Right.
So right now it's songs from artists that have OD'd.
If
look,
we change.
Look, Nick is now taking his headphones off and he's
yeah,
Googling.
Yeah, I'm about to do
artists
the overdose
that have
one.
OD'd.
Sublime, Nirvana's another one, right?
No, he killed himself. That's
did he?
Not OD, yeah.
But Sublime did, right? The lead singer of Sublime?
I don't know.
What's his name? You could get Stone Temple
Jimi
Pilots.
Jimi Hendrix.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Janis Joplin.
Elvis.
Elvis. Huh? Marilyn Monroe's had the
Kurt
birthday.
Cobain.
And that was
OD
Nirvana.
Yeah,
that was suicide.
And there's my
shotgun
list.
Blast. Thank you. I just taking the stuff that I'm announcing.
Everything you just said.
This is why I can
who
wait
you
because you guys.
After, but before, Nick's going to be like, who'd you mention before?
Yeah,
and how do you spell that?
Exactly. Yes. The cheater of champions, Nick Sciarra.
No doubt about it.
Somebody said, Barry, is that set Trippin' Fool from Toronto acting that way because the Raptors beat the Rockets? Tell him H up, C's down. I don't know what is.
Who?
I don't know.
The guy you're.
I don't know why he's acting like that.
I was like, Toronto, we didn't pick the Raptors?
No.
What are you talking about?
All right. Now, see, this is Twitter.
I think you should just go full blown balls out, kill him. Just go. Just get him with a barrage of tweets and just go get him.
Andre Davis. I don't know if Andre Davis is black or white. And I say that because this sounds like something I would say and I'm white.
Are you?
But Andre said, that's some white people stuff. Insult your mom and then ask you to follow him.
That's so brutal.
That is kind of true, though. Your mom's stupid doo-doo face. Will you follow me back, bro? What? No.
Can I get some of that candy? Yeah. Your mama, can I get some candy? That'd be great, man.
Oh, my God. Why don't y'all make a list on what you think the other's guilty pleasure songs are? That was from San Francisco.
I think we've done that because the girl songs are kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of right.
You know, kind of in that category.
Right.
Yeah. Believe me, we better get some better suggestions.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go. I mean, right now it's artists who OD'd or cartoons. I'm telling you guys. If you do cartoons, listen, I'm telling you, I can be outvoted. Obviously, there's three of us. And if you guys both vote to do cartoons, fine. But you guys are going to have to deal with all the crap that we catch, not only from our listeners, but from Fred and AJ
and
John.
Yeah, I thought I was on to something. We can change it.
They're all going to hate on us because you're going to have his boy Elroy as an outro. After we just get through talking some badass
sports. By the way, Kurt Cobain.
Uh-huh.
Cobain is overdosed, by the way.
No, he killed
according to Wikipedia.
Shotgun.
And that's fact.
Nope.
That's a fact.
Nope.
It's on Wiki.
I'm pretty sure, I thought he
a combination
he
of champagne and Ruffall. I don't know what the hell, how to pronounce that. I'm serious.
We're not moving forward until you
Rafinol,
say it.
Rafinol.
Rohypnol?
Maybe that's what it is.
You
is it Rohypnol?
Out in the break. Good lord!
I don't do drugs like that. Dude.
I do. I totally do. That's
Rohypnol?
How I know it. Yeah. No, it's just Rohypnol.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure he shot himself because of it, though. Right?
What's up, Joe?
No, I'm just gonna let you guys keep going until you figure it out. But I said it. I said Kurt. I was with Nick. I said Kurt Cobain for Nirvana. You said no.
But there were rumors. I think the reason why he said that, because there were rumors that he might have committed suicide, and they made it look like an overdose. There were rumors a little after that, after his death, about that. That's why I think Barry thought that. But it could have been. But I don't think there's no official report saying that he killed himself. I have to do more research. Like I said, this is on Wiki, and you know how Wiki can be.
Oh yes, it can be
not accurate at all.
Can be manipulated and edited.
You know, I never did this, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. But I was going to start a Barry Warner Wiki page.
You should.
I was going to.
But what would you put on it?
Oh, I had
all positive things, obviously.
Oh, totally.
Especially silly because he still takes pot shots at you that you don't
know about. But I had signed up on Wiki because you have to basically, to create a Wiki page, you have to do it in what's called like a sandbox. So you go and I didn't want to sign up as me, so I signed up as Juggalo Trey for a Wiki account.
I thought you were going to say you signed up as me because that would be so you to do that.
No, I see. I was cool enough to do Juggalo Trey, but I have it still. Like I can go in and read you some of the stuff that I had already put. But I decided not to move forward with it because it was...
Every time I went on Wikipedia, it'd say, we need your donations because we might close down kind of thing.
They do that.
And they never shut down. So
yeah, they're liars. All right. Calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse TCU on Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. out at Reckling Park. My buddy Joel here tells me it's beautiful. You want to get out there and check it out if you haven't already. And it's Dollar Hot Dog Night. So bring your friends and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS. That's 713-348-OWLS. Or visit riceowls.com/BSBTicks. Get out there and catch a game. We'll be back right after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Coming out of the halftime break, 90 in the rear view, 90 go in the big show, and that's what we do with Nick, Barry, Joel, and you.
I caught that.
What?
What we do?
He didn't even realize that he did either.
What should we do?
So Barry was white.
And tell the world about it every time we get a chance. What?
Oh, man.
Barry was right because Twitter's all over this. Kurt Cobain did shoot himself. So I just want to know, I just want everybody to know that Barry is usually more wrong than I am.
Oh,
95% of the time.
Are you kidding me? I'm the most accurate person on this show.
First of all, that's false. I was about to give you credit. Now I hope you just rot.
You only
hell.
Killed the Rockets
not,
for like
yeah, I'm a, not even doing
over
that.
A half a season over credentials, sir.
That you were wrong about. He's right.
I was
about
given
that.
Wrong information. I asked Jung, did you submit my name? He said yes.
Always
and then he comes back
mid-season
and goes, oh, nope, my bad. I didn't submit it. That's my fault. Because I said, hey, before I go to them and ask for a day pass and rant, I want to make sure you submit it. Don't get out of here. Somebody said Kirk Cousins was a suicide. Oh, no. Is that breaking news? I think you meant Kurt Cobain, pal.
It's all good.
Is it, though? Is it really?
Cousins, Cobain, same
especially
thing.
If it was 3 years and $84 million guaranteed and it was true. It wouldn't be very good.
Where to go? Joel's list sucks. Donkey Phallus. Mm-hmm. That was your
Bring
cartoon
your
list.
List.
That was your cartoon
yeah,
list.
I get it.
Songs by artists with one word names. That's
not
bad.
At that.
No,
it's different.
I can do that. I already rattled off
yes,
a bunch of
Prince,
them.
Prince, Madonna, Sting.
But that's
Seal.
The only problem with it. You could potentially regurgitate some of the songs that we've used in other, you know, for other themes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's going to happen.
Right.
Nick, you can still have Jewel.
I'll totally rock some Jewel. What is that one commercial that they would always... Is it Jewel with the animal?
No, that's Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, dang it. That song used to annoy the hell out of me,
dude. In the Arms of an Angel?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to turn that off.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Think about watching it with Lisa.
Oh.
I think when even she says we got to turn it off, you realize, okay.
Yeah, because they play that, for, I want to say, for like 2, 3, maybe 5 years straight.
Here's another good one, Amy Winehouse, but I don't think she has any hits prior to 2000, does she?
I don't think so.
But she OD'd for show.
Yep.
Boys, I have a problem with my hands. I'm going to have to get a jeweler. I have to upgrade the wife's ring. It's time.
Oh, is it?
Did she say it or you say it?
Well, so I had promised her on our 10-year wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, this year will be our 20-year anniversary of being together. Mm-hmm. We started dating in August of 98, but we didn't get married. This will be our 14 years of being married.
Wow.
We got married in July of 2004. Okay. So there's a, you know, there's a little bit, but I told her on our 10-year wedding anniversary, which was 4 years ago, that I would upgrade her ring, that I would get her a new, bigger diamond. You know what I mean? Well, the problem is that's also when we built the house. So I was like, look, you can either have this fancy house or a ring. She was like, oh, we'll do the ring later. So it's our 20-year anniversary, so I'm kind of on the hook now to upgrade the ring.
But it isn't. It isn't. It's your 20-year anniversary of knowing each other, but it's only your 14 years.
I know, but I'm
married.
4 years past due on the 10-year anniversary.
Don't remind her of that.
The 15 sounds better.
She's already sending me, well, this is the kind of ring that I like.
Oh,
and
you're
this
screwed.
Is,
oh, then
yeah,
it's over.
She wants a new band of diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Let's get them.
And then she wants a new ring.
Stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I, apparently this is a big deal where you have to have two. Because she does.
Oh, is it?
She's got the band and the diamond. So she's got two. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. So she wants an entire band full of emerald cut diamonds. And then I'm like, well, like, I guess I'm on, I got to.
Oh, boy.
She's.
The Usual Suspects is now taking offers to be the next jewelry sponsor of the show.
Yeah, for sure. I think she's talking 2 or 3 carats for the center
cut. Oh, Bugs Bunny, you got your hands full. Jeez. Yeah. What's up, Doc?
So I'm like, babe, I make radio and comedy money. I'm not balling.
Dude, you do a couple more birthday parties in Austin. You got this.
I said I need to make more 50-year-old Pakistani friends.
Yeah. Just Raheel's down the hall. He'll help you.
Hey, Raheel, you got any uncles getting old?
You got a birthday party? I got entertainment.
That lady texted me, by the way. She goes, I just want to let you know we all had a great time. I was like, great. Thanks. I don't want to go back. Please don't invite me back for the 60. I'm in trouble.
Was it rough?
It really wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. It was, I think it was more rough because that was the weekend that we were having, that was last weekend, and we had to have the cat put to sleep last weekend. So that was that made it more difficult just to be away from the wife because she was so upset. But, yeah, I'm not looking forward to this ring thing. I'm going to have to find I asked Lance for a hint on where to go, and I'm open to suggestions.
You say Klein's?
Yeah. So
that's
I'm open. So I've got a meeting with Mark Klein next Tuesday.
I'm going to have you meet with Kaylin Haar as well.
Who's that?
Kaylin Haar did Lisa's ring.
Okay.
She has done so many things for so many people over the years. She was Rudy T's wife's best friend during the championship years, and so she would do things for everybody in the organization and the players and their wives.
Okay.
And she does. She works out of a jewelry store, but she does it basically a lot of it. She saves you the retail and a lot of things by doing it kind of on the side.
So she steals from them?
No.
Oh. Okay.
The guy she worked for steals because I had Lisa's ring cleaned, and normally Kaylin was like, oh, you bought it here. We'll do it for free. Dude jacked me up for like cleaning the ring. It was like 100 and some bucks. I'm like, what? I was.
Oh,
Lisa
yeah.
was like, just let it go. No, I don't let that go.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to find the pizza that Joel talks about. I keep Googling Falbo Brothers, and nothing comes up. It's Falbo. Spell it for him, Joel.
F-A-L-B-O, and do brospizza.com. So it's Falbo, making sure that works, Brothers, but it's brospizza.com.
All right. Aerosmith is acceptable. Steven Tyler OD'd but didn't die. Is that true? I didn't know that. I don't know if that to be true or not.
Steven Tyler?
Yeah, they said he OD'd but didn't die. I don't know if that to be true.
Well, I mean, Cobain OD'd and didn't die, so I guess it's possible.
But then,
Did you see what Nick did there? It was pretty good.
No, what'd he do?
Well, I like that.
Mixing
the fact
it in?
That you guys were fighting back and forth about whether he died or committed suicide. And Nick said, well, so basically, he OD'd too but didn't die.
And apparently he was in the hospital for 5 days. I just didn't read the whole wiki. Damn you, wiki.
wiki, what?
You got suckered in, huh?
That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
It is, by the way, falbobrospizza.com.
Okay, word up.
There we had some Check listeners that tried it out this weekend, got the discount, and loved it. They said they'll be back, so that's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. Man, I wish they had something on the north side. I really do.
Yeah, we gotta, I got to talk to Hani about that because
he needs to expand. I don't see why he can't.
You know why? Because he works a day job. He owns the pizza place, but he only works it at night because during the day he's got some big-time other job. And he's like, well, sometimes I don't have enough time in the day. Well, hire a manager, for God's sake.
Right.
You know, you can make a lot of money with this pizza here.
Does Joel see the Packers landing any big-name free agents? Besides Jimmy Graham, probably not.
I do. I think that they need a starting corner, and I think that Jimmy Graham is definitely on the list. So I think that for sure that they will be zeroing in on a few. They only have $21 million in cap room right now, so unless they move some pieces or some guys restructure, it may be a little more difficult, but at the same time, yeah, I'm hoping they do something.
Word.
How about that?
We got some breaking news for the Texans when we get back.
Oh.
We'll tease it. We'll tease it. Hang tight.
Nick, give me the music anyway.
No. I mean, yeah. No.
We're going to tease it. But we have breaking news coming back.
Free agent signings for the Texans.
Fasten your seatbelts. This could be big. Barry is projecting big things for this announcement. He will make it. Next. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
Yeah! Yeah! There's a lot of f***ing in the club tonight. What? What? But it's gonna be aight.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's go! Almost done with hour number two of the big show. That means we have 1 hour still to go and some change. And as promised, we have breaking news, and it involves the Texans, Barry.
According to NBC Sports Pro Football Talk, Aaron Colvin, former cornerback of the Jacksonville Jags, is set to be leaving Jacksonville and signing with the Houston Texans.
Hello, upgrade to the secondary.
That's according to multiple reports. Yeah, he's 26-year-old, played in all 16 games last year, 67% of the Jags snaps. It's a good get. I mean, he's in a secondary that was loaded. He's a guy. He's obviously not Jalen Ramsey or AJ Bouye, but you basically swapped. You're getting back a
careful, because you were going to do what I was going to do to poo-poo on it. I was like, oh, there's a good trade. You traded Bouye away for Colvin. That worked out.
Yeah, well, and that's basically essentially what happened. But I think Bouye is now that next tier above Colvin, but you certainly have upgraded your secondary if you're the Texans, and you do sign Aaron Colvin. So that's good news, Texans fans.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy, he's in that kind of middle tier, right? Like, I mean, and this isn't a knock on Colvin by any stretch, but on that team?
Yeah, you can't the get nickel much corner, better than those
between
two.
Between Jalen Ramsey and AJ Bouye, you're not hanging your head because you're the nickel corner.
And they're younger, because people are going to say, now look at the Rams. Sure, the Rams have done a lot with Peters and with Tlaib, but Tlaib's a little older now. So you look at the best two young corners in the game, you can argue with me if you want, but those two in Jacksonville are top of my list.
Yeah, pretty damn good duo. So, and they still have Tyler Patman, so the Jags aren't hurting if they lose Colvin.
No, and with Colvin, you take a guy and say, is he an upgrade over what you have? Currently, because of the fact that Jonathan Joseph is a free agent, he's older, and because Johnson hasn't come back from an injury, you don't know what you got? Absolutely he is.
Yeah, I mean, a significant upgrade over any of the guys that the Texans are running out there at cornerback.
Yeah.
Significant upgrade.
And again, good for Brian Gaine, because he's trying to do some things to shake it up, and in his first year at the helm, he's already bringing in a guy. Now, it depends on what he paid for him, but at the same time, he's bringing in a guy that addresses a direct need, and he's a better-than-average guy. So I give him credit for that.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting to see what they do, because there was the rumor, and I think you were one of the ones that floated it out there, too, where I don't know what the source was, but
there's the potential that the Texans bring back Jonathan Joseph, maybe move Kareem Jackson to safety. Mm-hmm. All of those things are possible, but you're now looking at a 1-2 defensively at cornerback of Kevin Johnson and Aaron Colvin. And that's still Kevin Johnson isn't great. I mean, Kareem Jackson, I think, is of the three between Joseph, Jackson, and Johnson. It's kind of hard to pick who is the best. It's like, you know, the best of the worst, really. So it'll be interesting to see who they go with. I imagine that you have to give at least Kevin Johnson at least one more year to try to prove he was worthy of the pick. But then you got to start obviously looking at moving on from all three of those
and
guys.
And Lance says it may be time to move Kareem to safety.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see. Look, it's a good problem to have if you have talent, you know, to be able to shift it around. But look, that's an upgrade right there. So like I said, I'm giving Brian Gain of the Texans a gold star for effort there. And again, we'll find out if he had to overpay because, you know, those early signings, a lot of times you got to pay more than you'd like to. So we'll see how that goes. Rumors now also swirling in the NFL that the Buffalo Bills are going to explore trade scenarios to get into the top five. Because they're also very aware of a team in their own division, the Jets, holding the sixth pick, and they're expected to take a quarterback. Looks like Buffalo needs a QB, and they're going to try and do things to get there. But my question is, what do they have that other teams want that gets you into the top five other than Shady McCoy? And I don't think if you're the Buffalo Bills, if you're smart, you're trading Shady McCoy.
No.
No. He is your franchise right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're expecting to do to get there, but there's one team now that's looking to move up.
Okay.
If you're the Browns, hey, Barry, you mentioned this, and maybe this is something to explore. You take that second pick, you take that, you got the number one overall, and you take that four pick, and you move down, take Buffalo's pick, and still get something of need that you needed because you expect that there's going to be a run on quarterbacks and you know what? It's going at the top of the draft. You can still get what you want and add some more picks because you know last week they gave up a boatload of middle round picks mm-hmm. to try and get some players on their roster.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if the Bills make that move. I mean, they've got some room now to maneuver. I still think that Cleveland's going to end up trading one of those two picks.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that it makes sense for them, especially if they can move down a little bit in the round because there still will be a competent quarterback that you can kind of groom that'll be available at 12 if you swapped with Buffalo because you're going to get more. Cleveland has so many holes that it makes sense for them to just stockpile picks this year and next year.
Some of the things, by the way, that I wasn't aware of when they were making all these trades, I didn't realize they traded with the Packers because, you know, most of the Packers personnel department is now in Cleveland. But they traded Demarius Randall, the Packers did, to the Browns. So they added a good secondary guy and gave up, like a seventh-round pick. But the other one that I wasn't aware of,
mm-hmm.
DeShone Kizer is now a Packer.
Oh.
So they took one of the top-rated quarterbacks in the draft last year and basically for, I think, a fifth-round pick, DeShone Kizer is now a member of the Packers and probably will back up Aaron Rodgers and be groomed because Mr. Hundley probably is on his way out. Yay, me! I don't have to deal with him anymore.
Yes.
Brent Hundley did not work out.
I would be, if I'm any GM, because I just saw that the Browns made a trade with, I didn't see who was in the trade, but I think they sent somebody
they traded a D lineman to the Patriots.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm the Patriots or the Packers or anybody else, aren't you a little worried about bringing in any Brown? I mean, other than
the previous regime?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you are, unless you're a proven player. And they did have some of those, the Patriots.
A few.
Yeah. Well, then one of the Patriots linebackers ended up there because the Patriots, Belichick didn't want to pay him and got tired of listening to him. So, yeah, of the old regime, absolutely you'd be a little leery of who you're bringing in.
Like, hey, man, look, we need some. I mean, if you're other than a guy like Thomas.
But if you're Green Bay, you say, well, Hundley, for all the effort that we put in, didn't put out. So why don't we bring in a young kid that we can groom again and maybe have better results? But it scares me because the one thing that
Kizer was garbage, though. Man.
He was first year, and I don't think he was garbage.
He was no better than Hundley.
Because one, he wasn't afraid to run, and two, when he threw the ball, he didn't look at every progression and stare them in the face before he threw where he was going to throw it.
This is like arguing what's worse, getting pooped on or peed on.
Exactly it's, right. It's a crappy proposition either
way.
Yeah. Because that's what bothers me. Now that Green Bay did that, you know that they're not going to have a veteran
quarterback. Neither one of those guys are the replacement for Aaron Rodgers.
No, and if Rodgers goes down again, we're screwed. Yeah. That's just the way it is. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. We're going to continue to watch the hotline because, look, there is a lot going on in the NFL. There are a lot of guys coming and going. We got some information on that Texans move. We didn't expect the Texans to do anything early, but, look, they've even made a splash. So teams are actively out there pursuing on the first day. You can actually sign free agents. If you missed it and we recap some of the big signings, Kirk Cousins definitely going to the Vikings. Got $84 million guaranteed for 3 years. Drew Brees going back to the Saints on a two-year deal. Case Keenum, though we can't get the details of the deal yet, Adam Schefter reporting going to the Denver Broncos. Those are just some of the big names as more names and stars decide to fall in other alignments throughout the first day of free agency. So we've got 2 hours in the books. We've still got 1 hour still to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere because we have more coming in around the bend. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, please feel free to join us, 713-780-3776, where you can text or call, or you can hit us up on Twitter, where more than more people are giving jeweler ideas to Barry so he can try and figure out the Bugs Bunny-sized carrots that he has to get for the wife on a ring deal. Right now, I want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while on this show, simply because it is Houstonians helping kids in Houston in need. That means, to me, it's a very, very good deed. If you've got a vehicle laying around, it maybe not even working anymore. It could be a motorcycle, a car, a truck, an RV, a trailer. Regardless of what it is, you've been wanting to get rid of it. Maybe it was damaged in the hurricane. Whether it was covered by insurance or not, you just want to get rid of it and don't want to pay more money to have it towed away. Well, here's all you got to do. You call 713-225-4226 or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live, and they're going to do the rest. They're going to come to you with the tow truck. They're going to do all the paperwork. They're going to give you a nice tax deduction just for making your donation. You mention us at ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins because they tow away what you have, and they turn that vehicle into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money, bus fare, eyeglasses, and so much more. If they don't have it, it's a distraction. If they have it, they can focus on the books and get that education. That's why it's a great program. So again, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. They will appreciate your donation as much as we will because, as always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is ESPN 97.5.